You're listening to Jason Hendrick, The Hungry Man, and the Everybody's Hungry segment, part of Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590 AM.
The 805.
Representing for everyone in the 805.
It's all about the 805.
From the very best of Ventura County, it's live in the 805. Now, back to your hosts, Tom and Sandy.
Welcome back. We're Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590. Don't forget to check out 805favorites.com.
Boy, I'll tell you, 805favorites.com. You know, when do we want to talk about what we did this week? We went over to Food Share. We can talk about that a little later.
Yeah, let's do it in our travels.
Let's talk about that in our travels. Okay. So let's just go to the next episode.
Though. Okay. Episode.
It's not, like a TV show.
Not segment?
No. I just changed everything. It's now episodes.
All right. We're going to go to an episode.
We're in an episode now. And we've got Jason Hendricks with Everybody's Hungry. Where were you last week?
Trust me, Sandy. I've been listening to all my old shows and clipping them down to my segment. They're becoming episodes.
Yeah, it's like I Love Lucy in here. You never know what's going to happen. Yeah. But you weren't around last week.
We were not. And we're going to get to that real quick. But first, the Today's Hungry Man segment is brought to you by your business. We're looking for people that need a little help in their reach. I know it's early on Saturday mornings, but Tom and Sandy's 805 has a reach of over 30,000 listeners, plus the platforms of social media and our new internet streaming through live stream on
live stream
page.
Exactly.
So we can help you get your brand out there and get the reach that you need. Call at 805-570-5636 for rates and consultations, or TomandSandy's805@gmail.com.
And, you know, I want to point out that it's a great thing. Tom and Sandy do go everywhere to help that situation. If you want promotions or whatever, I'm not trying to self-promote here, but it does work.
And we take everybody with us.
We take everybody
everywhere
with
we go.
Us. Exactly. Yeah. So if you've got a business and you want to get it rocking and rolling, give us a call or send an email over to 805withTomandSandy@gmail.com. Say we get emails all the time. We go over. We'll personally come over and talk to you and see if we're the answer to whatever you're looking for. Simple as that.
Yep. And as you said, I was out this past weekend, so today's kind of a Hungry Man's Adventure Day. And my focus ties in with some of the guests, the great guests that we have come through, and what's going on not only in Ventura County but across the nation right now in that push for farm to table. I had an opportunity through a friend who works with the Ritz-Carlton company to go up to the Half Moon Bay property.
Is that next to Motel 7? Because I stayed at Motel 7 up there.
Oh, I love Half Moon Bay.
Yeah.
I actually stayed at the Ritz. I went golfing when I used to have a corporate job. Every year we would take clients golfing up there. Oh, yeah. I'm pretty good.
She's very good. You can just see it. Look at her right there. I mean, that's a golfer.
Yeah.
But so you went up there?
Yeah, it was really exciting as they launched this new program called their Epicurean Weekend. And it's 3 weekend packages that you can purchase and includes a focus around food, right in line with Everybody's Hungry goals, sharing a passion for food and educating about food. This past weekend was their farm to table experience. So we went up and there's a Friday night reception where there's a small intimate group. There was like 15 or 16 of us who had signed up for this package. You get to meet and greet really cool people that are all focused on food, understanding where it's coming from, and just, again, sharing that passion. But then on Saturday, we all got on a bus. A little short bus.
Small bus.
Bang. So we went up to Pie Ranch in Pescadero.
Hear that? Bang. I got it right.
You got it right. We went to Pie Ranch in Pescadero. And it's all very similar like Rio Gozo and Underwood and the farms we have right around here.
Right.
There's a group of individuals who are working that farm. They actually have an internship involved with that. And Pie Ranch is also used for UC Santa Cruz and their agricultural program. It's a teaching ranch. So the interns are coming in for that program to learn about farming and the agriculture. They have livestock on the property. They have cows and chickens and pigs. Mm-hmm. And they walked us all around the farm, teaching us about the different ways that they're rotating crops and the different produce that they have and why things work. We really focused on the fact that they don't spray or use any pesticides or any chemicals there and the harvesting that they're doing. But then at the end of that tour on property, they have a full kitchen, an outdoor kitchen that they've built so that the interns and that can be supplying meals each day. It has industrial equipment, you know, a big stove and burners, and they have this group, Parties That Cook, out of San Francisco, with two chefs that did an entire cooking demonstration for all of us, and we were involved, like hands-on.
Uh-huh.
So we're taking produce in that right from the farm, brought it to the counters, we made pizzas, and there were some fish tacos and different things, using the produce and the food right out of the ground.
Why do you think that there is such a movement right now for farm to table?
You know, a lot of media and news organizations are really honing in on the fact that the foods we're eating a lot of times are processed to death. and what's in that food, why, you know, obviously we have to feed the volumes and feed a lot of people, but we are really pushing to do it in the right way. And with all those stories out there, it's starting to bring to light the fact that people don't know what's in their food. Maybe they don't have a connection with where their food's coming from, and they want to get back to figure that out.
Very few people actually have a connection with food on that, because the masses shop at the Vons and the Albertsons and all the different, you know, Smart and Final and everything else. The word cancer comes out more now than it ever came before. People wonder, well, why, with all these great medicines and all these great things out there, why are diseases like cancer killing more people now than they did 100 years ago? Or why are we having a problem here versus a problem in Italy, where maybe they're eating farm to table all the time? The reality is, we don't know where our food's coming from. The pesticides, all the different things that are on there. I was amazed, and I'm going to come back. If anybody was watching Facebook last week, Sandy had cooked a bunch of different meals her garden.
Which is impressive in itself.
That's not impressive. Sandy is a good cook. What's impressive is they actually ate it.
My husband doesn't eat my cooking.
Because normally, Sandy cooks all this stuff, and she'll tell me, I made this beautiful lasagna, and naturally, her husband comes home and says, we're going out.
Dave.
Okay, but so Farmer John came in and he gave us these really cool zucchinis.
The zucchinis.
No, these zucchinis that were, I'm not kidding you, Jason, they were like 3 feet long.
No, those were cucumbers.
Cucumbers.
A cucumber soup.
And I made a cucumber soup. And I just thought, I wonder how hard it is to actually cook farm to table, to cook with whatever it is that you have.
And that was right in line, like I said, with this experience. We were walking the farm and the lady who was guiding the tour was showing us some of the different produce, and they're, in fact, you know, some of them got attacked by bugs. Some of them, they're rotating with other crops to replenish the soil. It is not an easy job. People think you're putting seeds in the ground, you water it, and it comes up, and that's not the case. There's a lot of practices. There's water reclamation. There's ways to stack your fields and put them on a slope so that you're using water efficiently and nutrients are coming down the soil. And it takes a lot of effort, and there's actually a lot of science behind it. You know, we mentioned Farmer John numerous times. His segment, it's always a big hit when he comes into the studio, because the knowledge that he brings to the table about the food, the growing practices, and what's involved really intrigues people. And I think that's a big part of the movement, is really understanding more about what's on your plate, the nutrients that you're getting, and why it works. We have a lot of great opportunities here in the county to do that. McGrath Farms, Underwood Farms, they provide tours where I'm actually in communication with Petty Ranch and Farmer John to do some kind of tours through Everybody's Hungry with them down the road. So people are responding. They want to know, they want to see it. And it gets you in the life of someone else. You know, you're walking in the shoes of the farmer for the day. You see what the experience is about, and you have an appreciation. Even growing up in Indiana, that was a big agricultural state, but it's a few staples, soybeans, wheat.
Right. They grow one major thing, like wheat going across.
So my experience and exposure to that connection with food you were talking about, Tom, was very limited even there. But I also, now that I'm out in an abundant and agricultural area, I'm more exposed. I have more awareness to it.
You know, I had an interesting experience last night. Once again, I had this large group of people over, and I had a lot of young people there because of the bride and groom and all the people involved. And I have a large garden.
You have a nice garden based on the pictures.
Yeah, it's very nice. And I've got, and they were just blown away. I mean, they were all kept looking going, really? You're doing this right here? I said, yeah, I'm doing it right here in Moore Park. I've got this. And they're looking at all the tomatoes. I said, go ahead and pull a tomato. I got more tomatoes you know what to do with. Pull one off and put it in your mouth right now and eat it.
And you sound like a farmer right now.
Yeah.
Because yesterday we went up to the farm stand with Farmer John. And, you know, every time we're at one of these farm-to-table dinners, like Totally Local VC's dinner series, the farmers are there explaining their craft, and they're really giving you the passion of why they're involved. He had me eating those lemon cucumbers that you're growing.
Oh, yeah, I love those.
Like an apple, right off the stand.
But that's how you eat them. Bite into them and eat them. They're delicious.
And not only are the guests and the community responding to this, chefs respond to this. They love that farm-to-table. They love that direct-out-of-the-ground quality product. The executive chef of the Ritz-Carlton Half Moon Bay provided a farm-to-table dinner that night. It was kind of a demonstration-style dinner. Each plate had local produce or local ingredients. They had a placemat under each dish identifying the farm and, you know, its proximity, where it's at. So they embrace that, and it shows that they have a care for the community and a real care and passion for the food they're putting on your plate.
Very cool.
That is really cool.
I encourage everyone to get involved. Again, we have some beautiful farms in the area in Ventura County that will offer you that experience, even if it's just the farmer's market. You know, Ann comes in a lot and talks about the farmer's market. When you go to the farmer's market, don't just shop. stop and take a minute, speak to the farmers. A lot of times the guys picking the food are the people behind the counter
right.
or the table selling you the produce. So
that's amazing, get engaged. Too. I love that. That's
so
cool.
To wrap this up, how did you end your experience?
It was a really nice experience. I had the communication amongst the group and kind of an enlightening vibe was awesome. And again, right in line with what I'm trying to accomplish with Everybody's Hungry. We had a gentleman, Heidi and Michael. They came in from New York. They're friends of friends. Not my friends, but friends of the people who organized it. And Michael, he was not big on the farm focus. You know, he's an urban individual. And there are those kind of personalities out there. They like the city. They're not big on the outdoors. That's okay. He actually was trying produce right out of the ground with us. And at the beginning of the weekend during the reception, he kept telling us, you know, this is not my thing. It's my wife's thing. She's a nutritionist. During the farm tour, he was actually eating a cucumber and eating kale right off the stalk. And, probably not going to do it again, but he was very happy to have the experience.
But that's neat, though, that he was able to do that, get his hands dirty.
Moment is what really drives me in my events and getting people to say, oh, my gosh, maybe I might not go through this experience again, but I'm happy I did it this time.
Right. Very cool.
Awesome.
Awesome segment.
Yeah, you got a giveaway, though, right?
We do have a giveaway. Farmer John, friend of the show, he wants to get that produce and that passion out there. We're going to give away a CSA box, you know, one of his weekly boxes.
Wow. Yeah.
To a lucky listener, full of great produce. Go to riogozofarm.com. They have their blog up there. It also gives you recipes about what's in the box and what's listed. Really cool product. And, again, he's picking the stuff out of the ground. He's got the dirty fingernails to prove it. And
he does have dirty fingernails.
But in a good way. My wife and I are talking about this. You know, you look and you say, that guy, he's in the ground. Mm-hmm.
He's a farmer.
He's cultivating. He's a farmer. But he is so knowledgeable, and he wants to share it.
And
so,
he's passionate about his food that he puts out.
So we're going to share it with everybody through
a
CSA box.
Oh, my gosh. What a great giveaway. And I don't know if you guys know out there, but Tom and I get the CSA boxes. Mm-hmm. And that's where I become so passionate about food because I'm learning how to cook. Not planning how to cook, but actually cooking with what the ground gives us. You know, it's
that
kind of fun.
That is cool. And, you know, it's almost like a puzzle type thing. You're looking around. If the ground gives you kale, you're going to cook kale
exactly.
that night.
Exactly.
And, you know, that's really cool. Instead of saying, oh, well, I want to have this or want to have that. No. That food's probably been sitting there for a couple weeks. It came in from Mexico or Peru or wherever it came in. Pesticides, there's no controls down there. This is what we're talking about right here. And you know what? I really like this portion of this show, which we didn't have 2 years ago. It was a totally different portion or whatever, but I like this. See, I used portion this time instead of episode. Portion. Because we're talking about food, right? You see the connection there?
But
you're
engaging.
That's talent.
You've got a garden in your backyard. And
yes.
Again, check out Tom's pictures. The garden looks amazing. Please go to Facebook, the Everybody's Hungry page of Facebook as well. There's some cool pictures from my experience, as well as some links to some of these individuals we're talking about. We do have the CSA box to give back to the listeners, so we're going to do a caller on that, Tom.
Yeah, let's do caller number 10 on that one, 650-1590. You're going to want to get this. You'll get a big, giant box of all kinds of fresh vegetables that Farmer John picked by his own hands, pulled out. You're going to have carrots and turnips and this and that.
All kinds of things.
Oh, you're going to have a fun week of cooking. It really is neat.
Picked with care.
Stick them on the barbecue. I mean, I love barbecue and all the veggies.
And Sandy, I know we're wrapping up, but I want to encourage everyone to go to everybodyshungry.org and check out what we're doing. A portion of every event that I put together goes back to Food Share. Yesterday they had their Feed SoCal event down in Thousand Oaks, raised thousands of pounds of food as well as exposure. They had a great donation from Farmers Insurance for $85,000, as well as a $50,000 donation from
Big donation from the Ventura County Wine Trail because they had raised all that money from the collection. Remember when they did that?
Yeah. So they're getting good support, but they need the help. Go check them out. They're tied to the agriculture and tied to the farmers, and it's fun to be in this county.
Thank you. Thanks for everything you do, Jason.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, we're going to go on a break. When we come back, we've got What's Happening. We're Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590.
You've been listening to the Everybody's Hungry segment on Tom and Sandy's 805. Follow us at everybodyshungry.org on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google+.